Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and if you forgot the flowers, worry not. We're here to help. While it may be tough to find a professionally arranged bouquet at this point, a trip to a nearby grocery store could be all you really need.
I'm going to tell you what I see.
Okay.
So what I see is kind of bleak.
Holly Simmons is the owner of She Loves Me, a DC flower shop, and she's giving me tips on what to look for when you're picking flowers for a last-minute show for your honey.
My florist eye is going straight to that bucket that's in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I would never choose those flowers because they've been heating up, they've been boiling in the sun.
Avoid those. Look for flowers that are not in the sun. Fortunately, we find buckets of really fresh-looking flowers nearby.
I look for a unique flower and then start there.
So kind of like having an anchor.
Exactly. And so I did love the lilies that were in the sun. It looks like these are the same lilies, but just have not been exposed as much. So I think I may start there.
Okay.
Just to give us some va-va-voom. A really quick and easy way to make it look like you know what you're doing is to keep it monochromatic. It just makes it look really lush. When you put all the same color in a vase, it automatically creates a really voluminous appearance.
We grab some green foliage, Dusty Miller, some tulips, lilies, and of course we grab some roses. We even grab an orchid, those temperamental things, before heading to the self-checkout.
So, we are now back in your shop. So now that we are putting the flowers together, we talked about having kind of those showpiece kind of anchors for
this. We categorize everything into spillers, fillers, and thrillers.
Ooh.
So your spillers are your greens, anything that adds movement, like the Dusty Miller that we picked up. Your fillers add texture, like the carnations. And then your thrillers are the showstoppers. They're the most bright, most colorful, largest focal blooms. And typically for folks just getting started, I recommend starting with your spillers because it creates a really nice base and kind of determines the shape of your arrangement. So I'm just filling up a bucket of water here.
Simmons trims the stems at an angle. It increases the surface area and allows flowers to draw up more water. And don't cut too short. You can always trim more later if you need to. As each cut flower waits in the water bucket, she grabs a vase and starts arranging carefully. First spillers, then fillers.
So now that we've got a good base of our greens, I am going to fluff my carnations. It's something that we like to do because oftentimes when flowers get shipped in or imported, they're really stiff. So you kind of have to help them express themselves.
I was going to say, you're not exactly being gentle.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's like a completely different flower.
Yeah. You, again, just want to keep different heights in mind and different depths. Okay, so with my roses, we like to spin them.
Whoa!
Because it opens them up a little bit without bruising them.
So you kind of held it upside down and rolled the stem between your hands.
Exactly. You hold it at the end of the stem with the head facing down and you just spin it in place.
Holly Simmons says, as romantic as these grocery store roses are, avoid giving them too much of a spotlight. You want a nice balance in your bouquet.
People will front load the design with the most beautiful part of the flower. But we try to flirt with our flowers a little bit. So instead of being like, this is the center of the flower, we'll position it to just show the silhouette or show the side of it. And
it's a little floral burlesque.
Exactly. I love that. It's coming together. And that's don't be afraid to change something.
So how do you know when you're done?
There's no true lines. I love the way the orchid is, again, keeping your eye engaged. And I popped that tiny orchid down there to kind of echo that. And as these lilies start to open, I think they're really going to fill it out. So I think we're happy. I like the negative space. And
it's beautiful. And it didn't take very long.
Yeah.
Holly Simmons of The Flower Shop, She Loves Me, here in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for walking us through all of this.
Of course. Thank you so much, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.